Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Up at Rogers Center, Blue Jays taking on the Dodgers. Here to preview that, talk about the other baseball news from USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program Gabe Lax. Gabe, what's going on, man? How you feeling today?
Oh, good, good. Ready for tonight for sure. It should be a really good World Series.
I mean, well, the NLCS, LA made short work of the Brujas, and we had Pat Murphy on yesterday, and you know, they couldn't score runs, pretty much. And Toronto and Seattle, epic seven-game series where Seattle wins the first two at the Blue Jays. As you know, Gabe, it's a rare occasion where a team loses the first two at home and wins a best of seven. Don't want to start ranking things yet, but in recent vintage, are we hard-pressed to find at least a championship series league-wide as good as what we saw with the American League this year?
Yeah, no. Any time it goes Game Seven, it's a remarkable occurrence. It's a special night, and the decisive game absolutely delivered with George Springer. I mean, you go back to 2019. You know, Washington Nationals. This was a World Series where the road team won every game, which was just crazy. The weirdest vibes I've ever seen, just because you know the home folks are so excited, you know, and then the other guys just come in and you know, like a battering ram, just, you know, turn everybody sour. But, that was a great series. The Blue Jays have obviously found themselves. They have a great lineup, the best lineup by far the Dodgers will have seen this postseason. And, it's going to be a really good challenge. And this segment of fandom that doesn't want the Dodgers to repeat, you know, there seems everybody's rooting for the Jays. They're a likable team. So the narrative is there, and now we just have to see, you know, what path this series takes.
Any criticism going towards John Schneider for going with Treya Savage in game one as opposed to one of the veteran guys? Because they haven't played since Sunday. Everybody's on nice rest here.
Oh, not at all. You know, it's Kevin Gausman pitched an inning in game seven. He should be back for game two, but they haven't announced that yet. So you need to back off of Gauz, at least for the moment. Chris Bassitt has been a nice piece in the bullpen. He's a little more of a guy that gets the ball into play. So you don't necessarily want to put him up against a Dodgers lineup that obviously can do a number against a guy like that. But in a short burst against the right portion of the lineup, solid choice. Max Scherzer, 41 years old. You know, it's kind of a five-inning pitcher at this point. Obviously, he got into the sixth in that crucial game in Seattle where they were able to square up that series. And, you know, you never bet against Max Scherzer. At the same time, you want the pure stuff. You want the lightning in a bottle, potentially, that a 22-year-old guy with one of the nastiest splits with an arm angle that they've never seen and a pretty decent fastball, too. You know, he's had two really good ones and one bad one in this postseason. And if he delivers another really good one, that can really set a tone. So absolutely see what what they're thinking they're going with the Savage in game one.
Now, Blake Snell's been great in the postseason. We had Ben McDonald on Gabe last hour. He made a good point with him and Glasnow. They haven't really pitched a lot during the regular season, so they're kind of like well-rested dudes. But Snell's postseason success goes back to his days with Tampa. How good has he been, and what is Toronto, what's the disadvantage? They got a lot of right-handed pop, but with Bichette back too. But Blake Snell, is he just dealing where you could put the 27 Yankees in front of him right now and he'd be the favorite to win?
Pretty much. Ben's point is great. Like, this season worked out fantastically for the Dodgers. I mean, they came into the season with like 9 starting pitchers. Pretty much all of them got hurt at one point. Right. Snell missed almost the entire season. 1-2 starts. He's got to cool his shoulder down for a few innings. So it's funny to go way back in the day, the postseason foibles of Clayton Kershaw. Every single year, he'd be asked to start, 5 playoff games after starting 33 regular season games. I was always of the mind that, Kershaw wasn't a bad postseason pitcher. He just pitched a lot in the postseason. These guys are, you might call them tanned and rested. They're ready to go. The workload was so low. And, it was just absolutely insane, in this postseason, just utterly suppressing offense. Really did a number on the left-handed hitters from the Phillies. I mean, that was an obvious game one start for the Dodgers. But you talk about 14 innings of scoreless ball between the Phillies and the Brewers, 2 hits given up entirely, 19 strikeouts to 4 walks in those games. So it's a tall order. But the Blue Jays put the ball in play. These guys can hit. You're talking about a guy who hasn't won an MVP yet in Vlad Guerrero, but will. Is on a track for the Hall of Fame. George Springer has a World Series MVP, on his docket. Keep in mind Alejandro Kirk in the 4-hole, really problematic guy. And then, a bunch of dogs at the bottom of the lineup, in the middle of the lineup. Ernie Clement, I believe he might be leading them in postseason hits overall, but he had 9 hits in the ALCS, an 809 OPS, the second only to Vlad in the hit department. Yeah, they just keep coming at you. So if there's a lineup that is right-handed oriented that can actually hit and aren't just OBP and OPS machines, this is it. So this will be the best test that Snell has faced in this postseason.
Gabe Lax, USA Today, talking baseball. World Series starts tonight. You can hear it, 105.7 The Fan. All right, Gabe, what do you think happens? I mean, a 4-game sweep for the LA. We just talked about the 7-game dramatic series Toronto went through. I mean, who has an advantage? The well-rested team that went through Milwaukee like a knife through butter, or the team that had to, get off the canvas to score a late-round knockout, Toronto?
Yeah, I pretty much thoroughly dismissed the rest versus rust thing. I don't think it matters that much. I feel Dodgers in 6. I believe the Blue Jays, if they have any chance, have to win. Obviously they have to win 1 of 2 at home. Probably need to win 2 because the back end of that rotation, Shane Bieber and Max Scherzer, the Dodgers can certainly pepper those guys. Not to say that the Jays can't do a number on Tyler Glasnow and of course Shohei Ohtani, despite that, he dominated a junior varsity Brewers lineup, we'll call it, relative to other teams in this postseason. Good team, but they're not the Blue Jays. So I think the Jays probably need to win 2 to have a chance. I think they need to be leading 3-2 coming back here because the Dodgers are so tested. But I think ultimately it's going to be Dodgers in 6, really good World Series, first back-to-back since 2000.
All right, Gabe, outside of the World Series, managerial openings are still very much out in play, including here in Baltimore. You got the Braves, Rockies, Padres, among others. What managerial job will get filled next? And what are you hearing about the Orioles and what Mike Elias is trying to accomplish here?
Oh my gosh, I don't groan with regard to the Orioles, but has there been a more tepid managerial search season? I mean, right. you've had these jobs keep popping open. Okay, all of a sudden Atlanta's open. You know, they just keep coming, and the Giants with just the quizzical decision to go with Tony Vitello, who will no longer, you know, be running a college baseball fiefdom. He's not controlling 17 to 20 year olds and able to like dole out percentage of scholarships and maybe, you know, coax the NIL money a certain way. You know, next time you look sideways at a veteran, hey, that guy's guaranteed more than $100 million. You know, you're not in control anymore. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see if he can deal with 162 games after dealing with weekend series and a midweek game. So I think that has just upset the apple cart so much, because that's a pretty good job. And it went to an utter, shall we say, wild card. But, I wonder what is happening with this final four, and are there hidden candidates in these squads that may disrupt things? You know, is DeMarlo Hale going to get a look? You know, is the Dodgers talented bench coach going to get a look? I think all of that kind of wonder, will things move after the World Series? But, you know, again, these guys have leverage because the field isn't that great. So I think a guy like Ryan Flaherty can kind of sit back and wait for things to come to him. You know, he's got that history with the Padres, with the Orioles, smart guy, modern guy, respected guy. But all of a sudden, it's not like you can just give him a blank check. He's got some options. He can kind of sit back. So I think this is probably, you know, there will be a little bit of a rapid fire, but, this thing may drag on into the general manager's meetings once we get into that about a week after the World Series.
Gabe Lax, USA Today. Gabe, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the Fall Classic, which starts tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, man. Thanks so much.
There's Gabe Lax. Likes the Dodgers at 6. We'll come back, circle back to football with NFL Lunch. Hear more from the Ravens as they get ready for the Bears. Lamar back at practice again for the third straight day. No Ronnie Stanley. Don't know why, but maybe we'll find out from John Harbaugh, who would rather give you a Social Security number than talk about injuries.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cook you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Ah, turducken. Kind of hungry here this time of day. NFL Lunch feeding you some football. All right, just tuning in. Patrick Ricard. Practicing fully, should make his season debut this Sunday against the Bears. Lamar Jackson practiced fully. Injury report coming out later. I'm guessing, Nolan, if he's practiced 3 days in a row, whether it's limited or not, chances are that he'll be under center at 1 o'clock at M&T Bank Stadium.
Yeah, or I would love to see your guys' reaction at the casino on Sunday if he somehow is inactive after all this.
Ooh, so that would be a stunning
all
turn
hell would break loose
of events that our picks would change dramatically, but it's too late. We already wrote him in ink. DeAndre Hopkins, who missed practice yesterday, is back. Sounds like he had the same thing Marlon did a couple of days ago, just wasn't feeling all that great. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you feel like crap. And you need a day to recoup, regroup, whatever it is. He's done it, but no Ronnie Stanley. Don't want to speculate, but we are. He practiced all week long. After he got hurt, tried to play Kansas City, left after a quarter, missed the Houston game, tried to play against the Rams, got yanked early there. I'm going to go ahead and say it's just you take her easy today, and we'll see you Sunday. How's that sound?
Yeah. I mean, maybe we're blindly optimistic here, but right. I think knowing Ronnie Stanley's track record and his history with these nagging injuries, I got no problem with them playing it safe if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, so I'm going to lean towards it's just take a day off. Don't want to push it, but how sturdy is he going to be Sunday against the Bears? Can he make it through four quarters?
Well,
of that's
the thing is that they're even with intense practice, which I don't even know if that exists in the NFL these days. But I mean, the most intense you could possibly go throughout the week or whatever he was doing when he was a full participant a couple days ago. It doesn't even come close to what you experience in real game action. I mean, you can say you're healthy, you're walking around, it feels good, it feels stable. But once you're in real game action and you're being pushed back by a pass rusher, who knows? It could go at any point. You could get stepped on at any point. You get rolled up at any point. So it's part of the game.
Ravens, we do know that based on what the attendance report has been this week, they're as healthy as they've been in quite some time. And the most important guy is, of course, number 8, Lamar Jackson. But the Bears are coming in winners of 4 in a row. But Zach Gore, he's been, let's just say he's been taking a lot of heat. And there were Eric DaCosta made a trade a couple of weeks ago. Alohi Gilman comes over from the San Diego LA Chargers for Adafe Owe, who got a sack again last night. In his 3 games, he got, you know, 2 sacks. But Gilman's first game, positive impact on the team. Right, Zach Orr?
Lowe has been great since he's been here. He played real good in the Rams game, especially for somebody who just got here the week of the game. And he's an elite communicator. He's seen a lot of football. And that helps us, just helps us out. I mean, you always want to look at how you can get your best 11 on the field and where they fit at. And Lowe's one of our best 11 players. So that allows us to move Kyle around more and really play to his strength. So, you know, we're excited about that.
Well, and the excitement level should be more than it was 2 weeks ago against Houston. But let's not put them in the 2000 Ravens defense class just yet. Question is, how much more can you get out of Kyle Hamilton? Like, he had one really good game rushing the quarterback 2 years ago where he had 3 sacks. But outside of that,
right,
it's not like he's been laying out the offensive backfield here. But he brings a little bit more versatility to the equation as opposed to playing in the back end and just catching, catching up to guys who have already burned their cornerback here, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're expecting sacks out of him, I mean, maybe you could dial up a well-timed safety blitz on one, but at this point in his career, I mean, opposing offenses are catching on. They know the Ravens personnel. They know Gilman's back there, which now frees up Kyle Hamilton. And if he's up there sniffing around the line of scrimmage and I'm Caleb Williams, I'm instantly barking that out. Hey, we got somebody to cover this guy. We picking this guy up. I mean, I don't. He could end up dropping back. We know they disguise a little bit, but you're not going to fool me with that anymore. You're not catching anybody surprised at this point in his career.
Now for the Ravens, it's only October, near the end. I mean, Halloween's a week from the night. But their playoffs hopes are in the balance. And as they're sitting here at 1-5, and we talked about it earlier in the week, only one team since the merger has started 1-6. That was the 1970 Cincinnati Bengals with Paul Brown. Virgil Carter was the quarterback, for crying out loud. They won the division at 8-6. 14-game season, lost to the Colts at Memorial Stadium in the divisional round of the playoffs. So it's not a playoff game technically, but Zach Gore, how are we looking at the rest of the season here?
Honestly, I look at every game like it's do or die. So we do understand where we're at. I'm not going to deny that fact that, you know, shoot, the margin of – we have really no room of for margin of error. So, you know, we understand the importance of it. But, look, man, being here for a long time, man, we've been in big games, man. So I just approach it that same way. Every game's a big game here, how I look at it, and that won't change the way we approach things.
Well, if they lose to the Bears, they're done. I'm going to go with that. And you and I have already said, I don't see them going 9-2 anyway, because there are just too many holes defensively to make that a reality. And I know the schedule gets easier, blah, blah, blah. But I just don't see it happening. But if they lose to Chicago, then what's the motivation level against Miami on Thursday night?
It could get real ugly. Yeah. I mean, a quick turnaround and all that. I mean, forget the level of competition at that point. I mean, I still have my concerns about that game, just being the road team on a short week. I mean, this is it right now. I mean, the players know it. The fan base knows it. Everybody's talking about it. It's all out there. But this should be, I would think, the most inspired, motivated Ravens team we've seen since they ran out there week one in Buffalo. They should be fully convinced that they're going to win this game. They've got everyone they need back health-wise. What more do you need? There's no excuses. There's nothing you can point to and say, we didn't have this, you know, and God forbid there's some bogus call by the refs on Sunday. I don't even want to have that as a conversation come Monday. Just putting it out there, because it is a very real possibility.
Oh, yes, it is.
But the point being, right, you're all amped up to go. You know, this is the most motivated you've been. And if you lose, even if it's a narrow, close loss, it would not surprise me if they completely crumble at that point. And then we start hearing, you know, Marlon Humphrey says, well, we're not turning on each other, you know, where this locker room's united.
Yeah.
At that point, I think all bets are off.
Let me ask you this.
1-6, come on.
All right. We know it's John Harbaugh's MO to defer if they win the coin toss. If they win the coin toss, I'm taking the ball.
100%.
I'm going out there. I'm marching down the field. I'm scoring, because the last thing they need is what we saw against Houston, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, where the Texans get the ball, march right down the field. I mean, I think C.J. Stroud was breaking out every pass in his repertoire. He threw the one jump pass to Dalton Schultz. I mean, they were breaking out every possible play they could do in their playbook, and that was it. Ravens, I think they kicked a field goal in their ensuing drive, but it was all downhill from there. They have to can't set the tone with your defense anymore. You have to set it with your offense. Got to take the ball if you get the coin toss.
As embarrassing as that is to say, being the home team as well.
Sure.
I mean, when would we ever think that we were going to say that? Ravens hosting and, you know, you got the crowd behind you and we don't want our defense out there first. Oh, my God. I never thought I'd live to see the day, but here we are. No, I'm 100% with you. You know, if you're anticipating a shootout, yeah, you chase me. I'm not chasing you.
We'll come back, take your phone calls. You want to get in, it's your last chance to do so. 410-583-1057, prediction for Sunday's game. And if you had to name one guy that you want to be the manager of the Orioles in 2026, who would it be?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nolan, we were talking about this off the air. John Harbaugh said, this is Jonas Schaefer via Twitter, or X, Lamar practiced fully today, which is good news, but did not commit to him playing on Sunday. Is he being cagey?
That's mind games.
Or is there something more to this equation?
He's playing. Three straight days practice, limited, full. He's playing. What possible excuse would you have if he's inactive Sunday? I mean, first question post-game for Harbaugh would be that. I mean, I don't even know how you begin to answer that question.
Yeah, that would not go over well with the fan base. There'd be some January 6th stuff going on at the Castle if Lamar's not playing after practicing for 3 days. Also, John Harbaugh said that Carl Lawson will not play, just signed to the practice squad, needs time to ramp up and learn the system.
Fair enough.
How much time has he got till Thursday?
That's tough.
Go sackless, he'll be like Lawrence Taylor, Suggs. Get his ass out there against the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. More good news, though. Ronnie Stanley confirmed to just be a rest day.
Awesome.
So it's all coming together, man. Like I said, there's no more excuses.
Now, the Ravens did spend $6 million on Cooper Rush. How's that looking today, Nolan?
Not so good. Tyler Huntley now, according to John Harbaugh, your backup quarterback behind Lamar Jackson. I think we kind of saw that coming, right? It's not really a huge shocker. I mean, besides the financial commitment to Rush, what other reason was there to play him over Tyler Huntley?
Oh, none. Yeah. None. And look, let's not get this thing out of control here. Tyler Huntley is not Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, there aren't any other Lamar Jacksons but, you know, the original number eight. But he's as close to a facsimile that you've got for Todd Monken's offense than anyone else. But Cooper Rush, and we haven't really blasted DaCosta yet. We've been giving Zach Orr the business, even Monken taking some heat lately. John Harbaugh's always under scrutiny, but no, that looks like a whiff for all EDC, especially given the price tag here.
I think that's fair. I mean, look, what was the big number that was attached to it, whatever the $12 million was, that included playing time incentives.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the base salary is, but he's not touching whatever the maximum value is. I've always been in the camp that if Lamar was going down for any prolonged period of time, it's a wash anyway. I don't care who the backup is. And at that point, I'm definitely not going to allocate a bunch of cap space towards it. So if you want to criticize him for that, for eating up any additional money as you try to compete in a Super Bowl window on a backup quarterback, when if you need him, you're probably toast to begin with. Look, he was signed here if Lamar missed a game or two, which did end up happening, that you hope that he could go 1-1, maybe even 2-0, just stabilize it, stopgap, get you there until Lamar comes back. It didn't happen. It completely blew up in your face. It's disappointing, but again, to not praise Huntley, but more justification for him being ahead of Cooper Rush here besides performance. Now that Lamar's back, in the event that he gets banged up and leaves a game, even if he comes back, or he leaves a game and doesn't come back that week, Tyler Huntley coming in, like you said, no hiccups at all. It's, you're not changing up the offense. You're not changing up your play calling. It should be a seamless transition at that point. You bring Cooper Rush in. Well, now Todd Monken is double-guessing all his calls. Well, I wanted to call that, but I can't call that for Cooper Rush. You know, now I got to change everything. Maybe that means taking or getting other players that are in a rhythm out of their rhythm. I don't like that at all.
And you talked about maybe going 1-1, and I was thinking like you in September, but I was anyway. Well, you know, your defense will be good enough. Like even going back to 2022 when Lamar missed the pretty much second half of the season and they still wound up making the playoffs. Even when they lost, they were close games because the defense kept them in the game. Well, this defense on paper, and then with Derrick Henry, you can run the ball, you know, eke out a couple 17-13s or 20-17, whatever it is. The defense was horrible, and Cooper Rush was worse.
So that's what just wanted me to look this up here, going back to his time with Dallas, right, when he had that good record, a winning record as a backup quarterback.
9-5.
And that's what everyone kept leaning on. You mentioning defense, well, how about this? A couple of his starts here from 2022. They beat Cincinnati 20-17, strong defense, 23-16, another win, 25-10, 22-10. You know, it looks like the Dallas defense was doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
So Cooper Rush relegated to third string. The assumption is Lamar is going to play, even though John Harbaugh did not officially say that he would. All we know is Tyler Huntley is the backup, and if Lamar doesn't play against Chicago, which we think he will, Tyler now number five will be the starting quarterback for the Ravens. Still 6.5-point favorites. That's where I always go. What's the line? And it still says 6.5 points, which means Lamar's playing.
Well, you've noted many times the line, you might as well throw it out the window as far as the Ravens are concerned this year. Favored in all those games. Yeah. Didn't mean jack squat.
if it dropped a two all of a sudden, you're like, oh, maybe somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. Maybe there's some secret sauce in the pool or the poker table that tells us some stuff. Let's get out to the phones real quick. Let's go to Corey in Rosedale. Corey, what's happening? Featured Artist Friday.
Happy Friday. I actually, for my own mental health, I'm not going to talk about the Ravens today, but
probably
I did
a good
want to
move.
Answer the question about what the Orioles manager, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but the Pujols name really, really was intriguing because I think last year, my concern going into the season, as optimistic as we were, was I thought, honestly, the biggest offseason need was to get a big-time hitter like a Teoscar Hernandez. I know that wasn't as easy as it just sounds, just sign Teoscar, because they needed a guy who's been through the playoffs, made those runs, and because Gunnar, they were like, well, Gunnar has to step up. He's also 23 years old. Jackson Holliday's 21. And Adley, I mean, he's older, but he's still, I don't even think he's in his fifth year in the league. So Albert Pujols brings that presence if they're not going to go the free agent route. Just to bring a guy into the locker room who's been through that, who knows how to get through a slump, who knows how to start hitting in the postseason, and what has to change. So that's why I really think a guy like and Albert Pujols really is kind of the perfect thing the Orioles need, short of making free agent additions like that.
Yeah, how about all of the above? Hey, Corey, thanks for the call. With Albert Pujols, though, he was the manager. He will manage the Dominican team in the World Baseball Classic. How's he handle a pitching staff? How's he navigate a bullpen? I mean, walking in there with his silver sluggers and his soon-to-be Hall of Fame plaque, I mean, how's that going to translate when it's in the seventh inning of a tie ball game?
Right.
How's he going to situationally handle? Do I bunt here? I mean, how do I get runners from first and second to second and third? I mean, what am I doing here? Am I going to be aggressive with stolen bases? I mean, where's the strategery coming from?
And that's been my thing with Pujols the entire time. I mean, how can you argue against his resume? You can't. He's a Hall of Fame player. No, I mean, he's
the machine, baby.
A great baseball mind, I'm sure. And it wouldn't shock me if he ends up being a quality manager. But for the Orioles, you can't afford to hire a guy who's essentially going to be learning on the fly, learning in this first year. We don't have the luxury of a rebuild here. You know, if he was hired when Brandon Hyde was hired in 2018, if he was available then, okay, different conversation. You can build with this guy, and he's learning just as the team is learning. And pretty much 90% of the players he's managing are not going to be here in a couple of years. That's why I thought he was an ideal fit for the Angels. They probably fancy themselves as more competitive than they actually are. Their spending says that.
Yeah.
But the results say otherwise. Then I just thought the Angels connection, it all made too much sense. You know, bring him in. Fan base would love it. But if they didn't want him, why would another team want him?
Not at his asking price. And he was working for the organization. On top of it, Pujols been linked to the Padres because Manny and Fernando Tatis Jr. are big fans. But let's not forget, Mike Elias was in St. Louis when he was there, and he was buddies with Matt Holliday, Jackson's father, when they were teammates there. So there's some Oriole connections, too.
If he gets hired by the Padres, that would be the stunner of the year for me, not just in baseball and sports in general. I'm going there. I mean, that... You're the Padres. You've been all in on the World Series for how long now?
Yeah. You
mentioned your star players
and
there.
They do spend money too.
I don't care how much they like Albert Pujols. To me, that's a courtesy interview, right? My guys like the guy, you know, we respect his what he did in his career. Bring him in for an interview as a courtesy thing. I have no serious intentions of hiring him. And if the Padres do that, with how all in they've been on the World Series, I'd be floored.
Yeah, and Flaherty's got connections there, too. But I hearken back to the old ESPN commercial. I'm not a machine. I'm just Albert. We'll come back. Go to the Funhouse. Inside Access takes over, too. Don't forget, World Series game number one tonight here on The Fan. Ace, that's for you, whatever dimension you might be in right now. Nolan, before we get to the Funhouse, your Super Bowl. We're not that far along in the calendar year yet. Your World Series prediction.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's the Dodgers. I know as boring as that may be, you know, we've heard it from heard it from Ben McDonald today. You know, he's going to the Dodgers as well. I just have a hard time picking against them. I'm not going to be as bold as to say that they sweep. I think this will go at least six. But that pitching, at least the starting, like, forget the bullpen. It's so funny that ended up being a non-factor here in their run. And that at least when they have had to lean on the bullpen, that Sasaki has actually been pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, that you would have thought in the month of September, oh, Dodgers have no shot, no bullpen. They can't win it. But, hey, they may end up just like, the Nationals in 2019. They didn't have a bullpen. Maybe the Rangers did use their bullpen. They actually turned it around. So maybe more like the Nats, where they just really leaned on their starters and their offense was bashing and that was enough. It's pretty uncommon. More often than not, you actually need an elite bullpen to get it done and win a World Series, but they could be the rare exception.
And Tanner Scott, who Ben brought up last hour, former Oriole, he was bad this year. And hey, but Orioles walked him off. Couple of times.
We'll always have that.
Yeah, but Tanner Scott, he's banged up. Trinan's not what he was in his heyday. You mentioned Suzuki or whatever his name is.
Roki
Suzuki. But he had one kind of hiccup game. But I'll go Dodgers at six. Even if Toronto loses the first two as they showed against Seattle, they're not done. But let's take it one game at a time. There's your cliche to wrap up the show. You can hear game one. 105.7 right. The Fan tonight.
You can hear every game
every
of the World
game.
Series. They'll all be on 105.7 right. The Fan. Here's the better question since we're both going Dodgers.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP of the World Series?
I'll go Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, because everyone would say Ohtani, but up until that crazy game when they sealed it in the NLCS, I feel like he was kind of looking for that signature playoff moment. And if he, say they won a ring this year, but he had kind of an average playoff run, or there was nothing really outstanding, I think you might have started to hear some national chatter of, all right, he's great in the regular season, But is he being carried by the other former MVPs like Betts and Freeman, great pitching staff, like almost like the Aaron Judge thing? Now, Judge has had some signature playoff moments, but New York media gets on him. The national media gets on him when they come up short, and he's a one-man gang. I mean, there's only so much he can do. So, I mean, they're like, oh, Aaron Judge, choke artist in the playoffs. I'm like, give him a Mookie Betts. Give him a Freddie Freeman. I bet they get the job done.
Yeah, and Ohtani put the muzzle in that, by the way, in game four.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Forget a signature moment. That may be the playoff moment of all time.
That was a Kelly Leak moment. Ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time for a few here. Matt in New Orleans, he's got his prediction, says he doesn't get the positivity around the Ravens playing the Bears. Have seen a few of the Bears games this year. They don't give up, always in it till the end. Ravens' track record against those teams, not great. He has no confidence in the O-line or the defense. Sorry to say it, but the Bears will take this one and bury the Ravens' season. His score, Bears 27, Ravens 24.
I'm not surprised if Chicago wins, and it would be kind of the end of the line for Baltimore's playoff hopes, but I'll go ahead and take the Ravens at home with most of their players ready to rock and roll against Chicago. By the way, it's not the 85 Bears. Let's not get carried away with that.
And one more here. This one says, Caleb Williams would have to hand the ball right to a Ravens defender for them to actually come away with a turnover. It's so confusing to me why they haven't even been in position to pick up an interception or two. The soft zone coverage has to stop.
Well, Caleb Williams, not necessarily as prone to the turnover as he was as a rookie, because they're doing a better job of protecting him here in 2025. I mean, the upside is still there. If DeAndre Swift isn't going, though, and he hasn't practiced for a couple of days, that puts more of the onus on him. Can he be up to the challenge? Then again, it is the Ravens defense we're talking about as well. We're done. We'll be at the Horseshoe Casino for Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Inside Access coming up next. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you on Monday. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.